Grace to you this morning and peace from our gracious Heavenly Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Well, good morning again, St. Luke's. It is good to be with you again. I'm Pastor Aaron, and for those of you who don't know me, and it's just good to be with you and worship with you and to continue this time of meditation as we look to stewardship, this way of life that God has set before us from the very foundation of the world. God has placed us as human creatures here as stewards, as caretakers of this earth. God has placed us here to take care of, to make faithful use of the things in this world and in our lives. And that's what it means to be a steward, right? Steward is to care for, to make faithful use of the things that God has graciously given to us. And so as we talk about stewardship, that might look different for each of us, right? As we talk about the different giftings that God has given to us. But last week, Pastor Dan talked to us about the gift or the commodity that I think is kind of the great equalizer in time. As we talk about time is something that all of us have the exact same amount of every day. We have all 24 hours a day. And so Pastor Dan challenged us to think about how might we use the time that has been given to us. And what are the things in our lives that are taking the lion's share of our time? And maybe what are the things that ought to take up our time? And so we meditated on that last week. But we recognize also that time is not the only gift that God has given to us, right? We have been gifted in so many ways. And everything that we have, everything that we possess in some manner or other is a gift from God that we are called to steward. Whether we're looking at our time, our talents, or our treasures, we are recipients of God's varied grace. And that's what it says in 1 Peter chapter 4. It's how it talks about it. We are recipients of God's varied grace and have received these gifts to steward. And so for some of us, we've been given a lot. We've been given a lot to take care of. We've been given a lot. And with that great gift, God has called us to make faithful use of those gifts. And yet for some of us, we've been given little. Right? And still with that little, God calls us to be responsible and to make faithful use of the little that has been given to us in our lives. And this is true, I think, of and maybe focused more on specifically money and possessions, but this morning we're going to be focusing in on how God has also gifted not just in our money and possessions, but in our bodies and in the very talents and abilities that he has given us to steward, to make faithful use of, and to bless people with in our lives. Jesus talked about how we should live our lives in his ministry when he was here, and Jesus in his ministry talked about how we as human creatures living under the law, under the law of the Creator, Jesus says there are two things that matter more than anything. Jesus says to fulfill the law is to love God and to love our neighbor. And so believe it or not, as we look at stewardship, and specifically stewardship focusing on our talents and our abilities, we can love God and love our neighbor in stewardship. Stewardship gets to the heart of this, that God has graciously given us the very talents and abilities in our lives that we could love our neighbor and express grateful love to our God. See, stewardship's not about us. Stewardship is not about us. God has not given us these talents and these abilities and these gifts in our lives that we should experience them only for our own good and benefit. No, stewardship is about God and our neighbor. And I think the first step is here. The first step, I think, is recognizing that at the heart of stewardship, the things that we have are not our own. The first step in stewardship is recognizing that all the things that we have, whether it's our time, talents, or treasures, are his, are God's, that he has given to us to steward. And that when we do that faithfully, when we steward his gifts, specifically talking about talents this morning, when we steward those gifts that God has given to us, we honor him. We take a step in honoring him. We get to point that those gifts are not ours. They've been given to us from him. And as we use them, we bring glory to God's handiwork in us. And we take a step toward loving our God through thanksgiving. Giving thanks for these gifts that don't belong to us, but he has given to us to use. And I think that's the second step there. That's the second step, I think, is where we start to get a little bit more practical. How God has called us to use these gifts for the good of our neighbor. See, God has not given us talents and abilities to sit idle. God intends for us to use them. God intends for us to make faithful use of the talents and abilities that he has put into our lives for the good of our neighbor. But I admit that doing so takes time, like we mentioned last week, but also takes, I think, sometimes enormous effort, which we're often not willing to give. I can think of a time when I was in high school, and I grew up in Bend, Oregon, and my church there was moving from one location to another. We had built a new building, and so we had sold the old building, and we're moving furniture and things from that place to the other place, and so there was a group of people that were going to get together and move desks and furniture and move it across town, and so naturally, my mom and dad volunteered me, which I was thrilled about. And you know, I remember in the heat of the moment expressing my frustration to my parents about what they had done to me. In the heat of the moment was like, I couldn't believe that they had volunteered me without asking me first. As if that was the real issue. As if that's what I was really frustrated and angry about. See, at the heart of it, what I was really upset about was the fact that it was summertime. And I was not in school. And that's not how I was planning to spend my afternoon. See, at the heart of it, I wasn't upset that they volunteered me without asking. It was because I was lazy. And I would rather sit at home on the couch and play video games and enjoy my summer. It just wasn't a priority for me. It wasn't a priority to give of my time. It wasn't a priority for me to give of my ability and my talent to help on that day. But the damage had been done, so my dad dropped me off at church to help. So I get there, and I'm working, we're moving desks and things like that, and while I'm there, you know, I know why I'm there, so I'm not slacking. I'm working hard, but I said to myself, I'm not going to talk to anybody. Because I'm here against my will, so I'm not going to put in that extra effort to converse with my fellow laborers. You know, I'm going to work hard, but I'm stubbornly not going to talk to anybody. And so I'm working and working, and we move all the things. We put the things into the pickup truck, and so then we're getting ready to move to the other location. And so I climb up into the pickup truck and wait for the driver. And that's when I met Aaron. Aaron Swanson, one of the workers that was at church that day that came to help and whose truck I was just sitting in, was a man by the name of Aaron Swanson. And Aaron was a short, thin man. He was probably in his 70s or 80s at the time. And he climbed up into the truck and introduced himself to me with a big smile, and we went upon our way to the destination across town. And he instantly started up a conversation with me against my will. I don't remember what we talked about, honestly. I think back, I cannot tell you what we talked about in that car. But all I remember is at the end of the day, I had a new friend, and his name was Aaron. And it was just this beautiful thing, this beautiful moment. You know, Aaron was there, he couldn't actually really help much. Like, he was there, but he couldn't move any furniture. He was there because he had a truck, and he was willing to be there. And together, we got the job done. So he had the truck, and I had the muscle, and together, we moved these desks and furniture. We got it to one location to the other and got the job done. And from that day forward, Aaron would come and see me on Sunday morning, and he would see me from across the room, and he would beam, and he'd come up to me, and he loved the fact that we were both named Aaron. And our conversations were hilarious because he said Aaron as much as humanly possible. You know, hi, Aaron, how are you doing? Aaron, it's so good to see you. Aaron, bye, Aaron. So good to see you, Aaron. And it just would make me smile. I was a part of this special connection. And we didn't talk about much, but we had a connection. And to think, if I had sat at home that day like I so wanted to do, I might never have met Aaron Swanson. But in that simple act of being there and moving furniture, I was put in a position to meet this special man. And even though I was there with this heart of frustration and stubbornness, and because I didn't want to be there at all, that's not why Aaron was there. Aaron showed up, and, you know, yeah, he didn't have a great skill or talent to offer. He had a pickup truck. But he came with a heart to love his neighbor. And his neighbor that day was me. I was able to build a connection and be a part of something special that day. And Aaron is now with his Lord. But I remember him. I remember him because he is a reminder to me, an illustration to me of what the body of Christ is. We all have different talents and gifts and abilities to offer and to serve and bless the greater body as a whole. See, this is what Paul is getting at in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. In our reading, Paul is highlighting how the members of the body have a variety of gifts, and for the purpose that all those varied gifts serve the whole body together. The body does not consist of one member, but of many. And all of those members, all of those gifts, all of those talents, all of those abilities work together. The body wouldn't work if all the members were the same. They have their own place and their own function within the body. That day, if there was a bunch of Aaron Swansons that showed up with trucks, but then they couldn't help move the furniture, it wouldn't have worked out very well. We all needed to bring our own gift, our own ability, our own talent to work together and get the job done. We need each other. We need each other. And that's why Paul says at the end of this reading, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, if one member suffers, all suffer together. And if one member is honored, all rejoice together. As we talk about gifts and talents and stewarding these things that God has given to us, some of these gifts and talents are going to be real skills and talents that God has given to you to bless the church and to bless those around you. Some people have been given the gift of musical abilities to come and serve. Some people have been given gifts of organization and administration. Some people are good with kids and can help with children and with youth. And those are good things. And with those gifts, you can certainly love and bless your neighbor in the body of Christ. And yet, there's something about stewardship that is more than special talents. See, sometimes serving is just being willing to be there, to show up and be there. Aaron, he couldn't help move any of the furniture, but he was willing to be there. He's willing to show up and help and serve the church. See, I think part of serving, part of stewardship is just being there to do the little things. There's a little girl in our Sunday school who sharpened all the colored pencils for our classrooms. And that didn't take any great talent. It didn't take this immense amount of passion. It just took a willing spirit to be there and do the little things. And this little girl is just one example of so many people who week in and week out do those little things to love their neighbor, to serve this church, to steward the gifts and abilities that God has given to them, to open and unlock the doors, to refill the things in the pews, to to take out the trash, to refill the worship kits for the children that we have. I could go on and on and on about all the different things that God's people do to love their neighbor and serve this community. But this is what it looks like to serve the church. To take a moment and think about, what are my talents? What am I able to do? And how can I faithfully make use of those things for the good of the body of Christ? And the beautiful thing is, when you do that, you might have an opportunity to be Aaron Swanson to somebody else. And even if you are put in a situation that you don't want to be in to serve, because of God's people serving, you might get to meet an Aaron Swanson that you need in your life. And so here's what we're going to do this morning. It's one thing to talk about talents and gifts and abilities and stewarding them and making faithful use of those things and loving our neighbor, but it's another thing to actually take steps to do it. So here's what we're going to do. We want to make it easy for you to think about ways that God might be gifting you and how you might use those gifts to serve the body. And so we've put together little service interest forms that we want you to take a look at. Within these service interest forms, they kind of look like this. We have some hard copies, and there's things like, what are kind of interests and abilities you might have, what things you might be gifted in, what kind of age groups you might be interested in working with, what types of ministry places here that you would be interested in being a part of. So we want to just encourage you to take a moment, fill those out. We have some hard copies at the Welcome Center on the way out. We also have digital copies that you can fill out. So we have a little bit.ly link that you can follow. You just put that in your browser, and it'll take you right there. I filled this out the other day. It took me like 2 or 3 minutes. So if you start right now, you'll finish before my message is over. Hint, hint. But seriously, we want to encourage you and equip you to do this. This is a way that we want to help you. I think one of the biggest obstacles to people not serving is they don't know how, or they're waiting for someone to ask them. So part of what this is us saying, hey, don't wait. Don't be passive. Take this active role in discipleship to fill this form out. It'll take you 2 or 3 minutes, and it's going to help. It's going to help us to know how to equip you. It's going to help us to know how to ask you, and hopefully help us to put you in a position to serve well. That you could be a blessing to those around you, and that you can be blessed in your serving. So take a moment and do that before you leave today. I encourage you to do that either through the hard copy or through the digital form. We also will post a link to the digital form when we post the video for the sermon later. So take a look at that later if you don't get a chance to do that now. So be a blessing. Be a blessing to those around you with the talents and the gifts that God has given to you. And I pray that you would be blessed. May God bless you with these gifts, and may God be glorified as we make faithful use of them in his kingdom. Amen.